Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are. It's Leslie Federici and...
And Richard Cooper. Every time I hear that music, I'm always going, boom, chaka, boom, boom.
I know. Boom, chaka, boom. I know. I'm like dancing on the other
one. I had a rhythm to it. Boom,
chaka, boom. Oh, so boom, listen, chaka, everybody. Here we are in our usual selves. Here's the phone number if you want to call in and talk to us. It's 917-932-1766. All righty. We got an interesting topic tonight, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Actually, you came up with a doozy this time.
Love
it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
So tonight,
tell us, Leslie,
guys,
what is the mystery topic?
All right. So I'm not going to get into a lot of science. I'm going to get into behavior. All right?
Mm-hmm.
The topic is physiological adaption, and you jump in with whatever. But
mm-hmm.
I got to thinking about this because I've been trying this new skin product, right, by Shaklee, which is Awesome Youth, all right? And remember the first
mm-hmm.
day that I told you it felt like really heavy and that it wasn't
yes,
really like
I do.
Doing, right? And it felt like.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Remember? And it really bothered me. And I was getting so close, I'll be honest, of not using it. But then a little voice
uh-huh.
said, wait a minute. Wait a minute, girl. Wait a minute. You're not giving it an opportunity, okay?
Right.
And then
mm-hmm.
didn't I tell you like a few days later, if my skin, it just felt like it was soaking it up, right? And
uh-huh.
now I don't
I
have that.
You told
now
me
my
that.
Yeah, and my skin feels great, right? So the behavior is now. Here's another example. I was telling you this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy that had purchased some Shaklee product, a very good product,
mm-hmm.
and his wife started taking it. These were nutrients. These were vitamins. Very good. I take them. They're awesome. Okay? And she had never had been on a program like this. I don't even think she was taking any vitamins or anything like that. But she
mm-hmm.
complained that she felt different. And I said, well, is that a good different? And she said, no, I don't feel good. I don't feel like I did. Clue, I
mm-hmm.
don't feel like I did. All right? So she didn't give the product a chance, and she quit it. And so the behavior, we get very impatient when we don't see the changes we want, like, right away. So when it comes to and getting rid of sugar, I keep bringing up sugar, but this is such a classical example. When you give up
mm-hmm.
sugar, your body has adjusted to what that sugar intake is like. And when you stop using it, your body goes through a physiological adaption over time.
Mm-hmm.
Over time.
Right.
It doesn't happen
Absolutely.
Overnight. It takes weeks, maybe like a full month, before you start feeling more energy. And
that's
you
right.
don't start craving that sweetness, you know, because you're getting it from natural
preach
sources.
It, sister,
like,
preach it. Come on.
Right. right? So,
yes, you're not lying about that.
Yeah, but most people won't do that because they give up because they're so familiar with being one way. And
mm-hmm.
they're almost like kind of scared of the change or not accepting the change or not giving it an opportunity. And, hey, it's physiological adaption. You got to give it time.
I think that is awesome. I mean, that was a great analogy of what you used it for, though, because, you know, it's interesting when you said that about the skin, and also you talked about the person, the supplements. And one of the first things that stood out in my head was when you talk about those physiological or psychological adaptation. So let's just use another example.
Mm-hmm.
When people are getting on a wellness program, case in point. And
oh,
when
yeah.
they go through they go through a detox. A lot of people mistake the detox for a problem. And it's not a problem. It all ties into what's called the healing crisis. So a person will go through a few days of hell, you know, pardon the term, mm-hmm. but a few days of hell, and then all of a sudden, it's more than just a light at the end of the tunnel. They've actually arrived into a nice big open pasture, and the air is fresh and clean. Their eyes are bright. Their mind's bright. Their body feels phenomenal, and their mind is just so sharp. And so when you talked about that, how people, when they start feeling good, it is true. The psychological adaptation makes them think that they're actually, oh, this is making me sick. But in reality, they never really knew what it was like to feel well. Because I'll tell you what, I remember when the first time the first time I took vitamin C, it's an interesting story. It's probably too much information. But anyway, we're going to keep it real, keep it on the table, keep it 100, as they say. Yep. A friend of mine turned me on to wellness and nutrition when I was in the military. And I used to think vitamins and stuff were just, this was blah, 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 before Shockley, right? And mm-hmm. I used to think it was all just, but they were just all in the mind, placebo, whatever. And so I started noticing he was taking these handfuls of supplements, and he was taking spirulina and stuff like that. So I started doing my research, and I trusted this person because they were knowledgeable and I did my own research. And next thing you know, we're at the health food store shopping, and I started picking up things. And I started out, I remember, specifically on vitamin C. And let me tell you something. Ooh, you take too much vitamin C, and your body needs to cleanse, it will cleanse. And when I tell you my body went through a cleanse, and I hit it. I would have things like a headache. And I was starting to think that same type of thing. You know, I was having that psychological adaptation experience where mm-hmm. I was sitting there thinking that I feel better not even taking this stuff. Why am I taking it? But then I didn't look at the fact that I was always tired. I was taking naps. I was eating a very poor diet. I was exercising, but I was still, my diet wasn't good. It wasn't clean. You know, you can only eat burgers and fast foods for only a limited
right.
amount of time.
Right.
So yeah, totally. That's my thoughts on it, Leslie. I think that's a brilliant analogy which you gave.
Mhm. Mhm. And it happens all the time. So the other thing happens too is smoking. Okay. So if you're smoking for, you know, X amount of years, your body adapts to that habit. You're not aware of it mentally, psychologically. You're addicted to how that experience helps you feel. You feel more like you got more energy, or you're more rested, or, you know, you're nervous. It decreases anxiety, okay, because, well, it's a drug. The nicotine does that, right? But
absolutely right.
Right? So people don't quit because they're psychologically dependent on what they think they are achieving, you know, because it hits the dopamine centers. It feels good, all right? So they like that, but they don't want to give it up. But the body has adapted, and how does it adapt? Well, it fucks you up. Pardon my French, but it's really, really bad.
keep it real raw like Tony Robbins.
We're keeping it real and raw, baby. It is some bad stuff. It does some major vasoconstriction. Okay, so the blood can't flow through the body.
And that's a big problem,
you know,
right there. That alone, right there.
People want, if you need surgery, they won't even touch you, okay, if you're like a heavy smoker and you got to stop smoking for a little bit because it's just that bad, all right? So
then
somebody decides to stop smoking, right? And then this is where the psychological and physiological problem comes in. So it only takes 3 days for the nicotine to be absolutely gone completely from your body. All right? And a craving only takes seconds, okay? But people get hung up because they're addicted to the habit, they're addicted to psychological benefits from it. But yet, when you stop, your body's going to go through another physiological adaptation that takes time.
Yep.
Takes time. And when you stop, you're you're giving a gift to your body to heal itself so that you can
mm-hmm.
add on more years of your life. Hello, when you stop.
Hello.
Smoking.
McFly,
yeah,
while you're tapping him on the head.
Hello.
McFly, hello, McFly.
Yeah, and you can add on, and you can help heal your lungs, which are starting to turn black. Okay? So,
mm-hmm.
and then people don't want to do that because they're so psychologically addicted to the habit and to how it makes it feel rather than
right.
letting it go and develop new psychological habits that would be a lot more beneficial.
And, you know, it's interesting you said that, too. It's too, because it's too easy. It's too easy
uh-huh.
for people to, you know, take the red pill or take the blue pill. I mean, it's just too easy if you think about it from that standpoint. And it's interesting you said that, too, because people just – a lot of times people – and I know that I have been guilty of this myself, okay? It's that instant gratification. People want to take a pill, and all of a sudden all their ailments and problems are going to go away. Well,
mm-hmm.
I guess it depends. Now, the pharmaceutical industry is happy to give them something that's going to take all
right,
of their ailments
right.
away with
exactly.
a bunch of side effects, which
yep.
is not going to rectify or solve the problem.
Right. They're just treating the symptoms. They're not treating the problem. Right, right.
Right. And that kind
you
of
know?
Ties into what you just said, too.
Mm-hmm. And so, like,
using,
so,
go ahead.
So what were you going to say? Finish.
No, go ahead.
So if, you know, like even with problems with, excuse me, withdrawal, you know, the symptoms would be like headache, not feeling good.
Right.
You
nausea,
know,
nausea.
Nausea. So that's your body talking. That's your body talking. All right. So your body's telling you, man, this is, I'm getting rid of this stuff. I'm getting rid of it. So, yeah, it's like what you said earlier. You're going to go through hell first before you get to the park, you know? You know, and the park is awesome and green and everything's growing nice, all right? But you got to go through hell.
Absolutely.
To get to the park and the ocean and the, you know, the martini. Well, no, let's not say martini. That could create a new problem. You know, but if people would just understand that the body, it's not the brain running your life. It's your brain and your body. And if people would just
mm-hmm.
understand that your body is a living organism, which I know you know, but your body talks to you. Your body talks to you, and if you could just listen and be patient and allow your body to adapt to change, you'd be a lot better off, a lot more accepting and all of that. You'd be a lot healthier.
Absolutely,
man,
and then the big key there is patience.
Uh-huh. Patience is big. I mean, when I started working out like 3 months ago, I guess it's 4 months ago, I hated it. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to drag myself down here, but you know, and do this and do that. But you know what? I've made it fun. I've made it I have a lot more flexibility, okay? I can move my limb. I have a better range of motion. You know, and as you get
uh-huh.
older, these things are really, really important. And thank God I went. I'm so grateful that I went, and I'm going to keep going. So,
you know what? You're doing awesome. Your story, your journey is actually pretty fascinating, and it's awesome that you're sticking to it like that and that you've overcome that psychological adaptation, you know, mentality, if you will.
And you can feel it, and I know you feel it, you know, when you're working out. And so, and when
mm-hmm.
you work out, it does great things for you psychologically. You have
mm-hmm.
a better spirit, better state of mind. Exercise and all that helps to block depression, helps to decrease depression. Your body is feeling good, circulation's good, your heart's working really well, your range of motion is good. You know, there's all these
right.
benefits to it, right? Psychologically and physiologically. And then, you know, if you don't do that, if you just go home and sit on the couch and watch TV, then you're headed down a different path.
Right. And you know what I learned from someone that taught me about wellness many years ago. A wise woman taught me about wellness when I first got in. I really understood what wellness was, because I didn't really know. Well, what I thought wellness was something totally different. And she just opened up my whole perspective on this whole thing. And it just changed my whole, I had a paradigm shift, if you will, where I all of a sudden saw the light. And I'll never forget this woman. She introduced me to, wellness. And one of the things that she said that I've never forgotten to this day, she said it took us years to get to a specific stage that we are at right now at this moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it, and we can reverse it, but it's not going to happen overnight, but it will happen. And sometimes it can happen quickly. And typically when you're going through a detox, that psychological adaptation is actually going to be pretty prominent when you're going through a detox.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting there going, what in the world was I thinking doing this? I've been there before and it was not fun.
No, not fun at all. So, you know, when you're doing stuff like that, you're always challenging your mind and your body, you know, but there's so many benefits to when you just do it, commit yourself to doing something good for yourself, like, you know, and not being stuck in a place where you're just going to keep spinning your wheels, but at the same time, your body gets worse. And like she told you, over time,
mm-hmm.
It's over time that you gain a lot of weight over time. You know, it's over time that smoking will affect your body and your mind in certain ways, and
mm-hmm.
over time. So you gotta realize that your body adapts to bad behavior and then craves
mm-hmm.
that bad behavior, and then it'll adapt to the good behavior that you introduce. But you just have to have patience and stick with it.
So to your point, speaking of adapting good behavior, so how did you do that? How did you go about doing that? I mean, I have a version too of how I did it, but I'd be curious to know, you know, how you basically did it from a psychological standpoint.
You mean adapting to a new behavior?
Yeah, more positive.
Kind of like, yeah. Well, I was actually thinking about this today, Rich, and.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of look at the shift in my own personal shift from kind of like a negative point of view to a positive point of view, or taking the step from, because I was going down the path of bad behavior physically and mentally and making the choice decision to switch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I really had to look at my life as it was or had been up to that point, and what I didn't like about it, right? I didn't like being negative. I didn't like complaining. I didn't like blah, blah, blah. I didn't like getting fat. I didn't like eating chocolate every day. I didn't like blah, 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 or whatever that I was doing. And I was miserable,
mm-hmm.
and I was literally crying just about every day. So I went to a therapist, and...
Mm-hmm.
I got checked in, filled out this scan, you know, really an intense questionnaire. And then I saw
mm-hmm.
the nursing psychologist, and she's looking at me like if you can imagine like a serious Mr. Magoo. Do you remember Mr. Magoo, the cartoon? But
yeah,
a serious Mr. Magoo, but with hair, a woman,
mm-hmm.
in those specs.
Oh, my goodness, are you serious? Wow.
Yeah, and she's looking over her specs, and she goes, you know, people who suffer depression on and off throughout their life will have an increase of intensity of depression later in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at her, and I'm going, she can tell that from a questionnaire. And I'm sitting there going, well, I don't feel that depressed, but apparently she thinks I feel depressed. So I went home and thought about that, and I said, well,
mm-hmm.
what can I do about that? Because I'm not gonna be in that state. So things that have helped me to change was that experience plus reading books on neuro-linguistic I'm saying that wrong.
Oh, you know, I think you're saying it right. Neuro-linguistic programming.
There we go. And listening to
Tony Robbins talked about that.
Yes, he's very big on that. That's, right?
Right.
He's, right? So reading a lot of books about how to change your state of mind, which can happen in like seconds. So
absolutely.
I was thinking about, right? So I was thinking about that. I've been journaling in diaries my whole life, so that's been a great outlet, writing. And then the thing was just to start changing my focus in a different way. And, you know, there were some not so great stuff that happened in my life, and I made a conscious effort to, believe it or not, forget them. I just said, I forget that situation. I forget that. And I can't remember it now because I was so focused on forgetting and then replacing what I guess you could call new stories.
Wow, that's interesting to hear you tell me about that, because I remember listening to that more than once, where Tony Robbins was talking about, you know, changing the story, you know, and how we have a story that goes on in our heads. Oh, my goodness, you just gave me kind of like deja vu.
Yeah, it's like a tape recording. And even now, maybe there's days that I have, you know, some things like bum me out, like at home and my environment and stuff. It's not so bad. It's pretty good. But I get, you know, everybody has ups and downs. The thing is,
absolutely,
I don't let it hang on for days. I can change it in a snap.
Yes.
And that's
go ahead.
Yep. And I was going to say, and that's knowing that I can do that has saved me. So going to the gym, you know, I challenged myself, go in the gym, you're going to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just building a better life for myself, a better path, a better way of being.
That's all. You're replacing the negativity with something productive and positive.
Yep.
I mean, and you're right. It is so easy to change our state. It's so easy to change our state. Because if we're, I found out that if I was ever in a funk, as a person I know used to say or would say, is I have no ways that I can get myself out of it really quick. And one of the things is I can put on some music or something that I really like, or do something positive and productive for someone else, or just in general.
Yep.
And that'll take me out of that. That'll take me out of that state really quick. I mean, you're absolutely right. We can. As he always does, he snaps his fingers and he goes, you could change in an instant, you know, and he snaps his finger.
And
that's
really
so
can.
True.
You really can.
You know what
and
I mean?
There was a, I haven't seen in a while, but there was a great commercial. It was about this athlete, and he's talking about the things he likes to do. I really remember this because this is so true. And he goes, when I want to pump myself up, he was a bicyclist and he was riding his bike. He goes, when I want to get pumped up and ride my bike and speed and do all that, you know, that athletic activity, I put on music that pumps me up. When I go home and I want to paint, let's say, I don't think he was a painter. I go home and I want to paint, I put on something soothing and inspirational, like classical music that helps to inspire me to get into that mood. So it's like
an interesting
instant.
Yeah, and you know, that's interesting you said that too, because I actually know exactly and can relate to that, and I'm sure you can too, because when I work out, the only music that I put on that I'm listening to when I'm working out, it's upbeat. It's a certain type of music that I really like to listen to because it really gets me in the state.
Yeah.
And I love listening to that music because it motivates me. You know, and it makes me think about power, action, energy. So it's upbeat. And then, of course, you know, like you say, when he goes home, he puts on, you know, jazz or something like that. And I said, well, for me, I put on, I mean, not jazz, but, you know, whatever he puts on. But for me, I put on smooth jazz, like on Pandora. There's a station called Paul Taylor Radio Station. In fact, let me tell you something, a little story behind that. My family, because, you know, we're all connected on Marco Polo, and so we can all of us can broadcast to each other and really cool messages, video messages. Well, anyway, I was playing some Paul Taylor and kind of like jamming to it when I was talking to them. And I had several family members come back and say, what music is that you're listening to? What is that? And I told them it's Paul Taylor. So now they're all listening to it now. They found it on Pandora because they love that station. And it's relaxing. Uh-huh. And that's what I do to relax myself whenever I want to just be in a state. Or I'll put on Enya, the Enya station, and that will change my state.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah, Enya. Yeah. Or New Age Beats. There's a station called New Age Beats. And I sometimes I'll just put headsets on, Leslie, and I would just sit there and I'll be like, oh, you just play.
Well, you know, music is powerful because it transcends you psychologically. It takes you places where you might not normally go. So it's very powerful. But, yeah. So it's a journey, and everybody has their own journey. And they just have to figure it out and be brave enough to take steps to change the direction of your life. You know, nobody else can do it for you. You have to do it yourself, which is, you know, we all wish that somebody could do it for us, but that's the easy way.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is the key here is we can change in an instant. The question is do we really want to change? Because it's like if someone, I tell a person, I say, you know, if you want it, you got to want it so bad. And I say, and this is kind of graphic, but I say, you got to want it bad as if someone was holding your head underwater and pushing you down. And you're gasping, trying to get to the top. You're fighting to get to the top for air.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you'll drown.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, you have to want it bad. You got
to
want it like that
or
even more intense. As if your life depended upon it.
Mm-hmm.
And then things will change. And then surround yourself. You know what? Another thing too, Leslie, is, and I know we only have about a few minutes left.
I know.
3 minutes
to be
exact. But I was going to say this really quick. Get rid of those toxic conversations, and don't have conversations with toxic people.
Right.
So even though I may be around people that don't have the same values or the same views that I have, I don't feed into their conversations. I don't acknowledge any of their negativity. And, in fact, I totally ignore them completely. And then if they say something to me, I don't even – about something that they're going through and they're just negative Nellies, I just don't even respond.
Yep.
I don't even go, or anything like that. I just don't say anything. I just keep my mouth shut.
In other words, if anybody's listening, you have to feed – the new path that you're on, and you have to say goodbye to the old one. And that means letting go of people that make you crazy and drag you down and knock you down. And you have to let go of that.
Whatever beast you feed is going to be the one that's the strongest and more dominant.
Yep,
and so
exactly.
If we feed the beast, Jim Rohn said something too. He told Tony Robbins, I don't know if you heard this, stand guard at the door of your mind.
Yep. And be selective on what you allow to come in. So that's a great saying. That's great. So, wow, I think this was an important conversation.
It absolutely, excuse me, I can't even talk. I'm so excited. No, it absolutely was, Leslie, because it's important for people to realize that they're not in this by themselves, and they're not alone. There are other people out there in the world that are experiencing the same type, well, not necessarily the same situation, but it's the same psychological adaption. Everybody, no one's immune to it. Everybody out there is experiencing some form of this psychological adaption. It's just learning how to customize a program towards them and not try to change their adaption based off of yours or mine or Tony Robbins or anyone else. We got to figure it out. It's real simple.
Yeah.
Just like working out,
God.
Right?
Yeah. You're working
30
out,
seconds.
You're working out a plan.
We are down to almost 20 seconds before the show is out, Leslie. It's countdown to on almost now to shut down. So any remaining 10 seconds?
Yeah. Just believe in yourself and just do it. Yep. Just believe in yourself.
Like Nike says, just do it.
And sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's painful, But, you know, it's always the rainbow's always on the other side. Yep. And here we go.
All right.
We better say goodbye.
Have a great one, everybody.
Have a great one, everybody.